available background studies staff person.
Hi.
Hi, this is Emma. I have Marion on the line with us.
Okay, go ahead and transfer. This is, hi.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Rivera lawsuit that you inquired about. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Marion Taylor.
Hi, ma'am. Is this your phone number, 612-990-29?
Yes.
Okay, if it's any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line, and I will be your intake specialist moving forward. You wanted to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit?
I've had so many people call me. There's no help. How soon is that going to even happen?
Well, the intake would only take a few minutes, and then they would contact you as soon as within 48 hours.
Now,
okay.
How soon is the lawsuit?
It's happening now, but the attorneys will reach out to you, and they'll go over everything with you within, you know, as soon as 48 hours. So you wanted to see, you did not have attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay. You do want to see if you meet the requirements, and you are willing to affirm under penalty of unsought legal representation or sign any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're filing on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depo Rivera for a minimum of a year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today with that, ma'am?
Good.
Okay. When was your date of diagnosis?
I don't know. I think it was like
To the best of your knowledge.
I'm not sure. It was like 2013 or something.
June in 2013?
Or December, rather.
December.
It was in the summer.
It was in the summertime?
It was in the summer.
So, like, July or August time?
It was, like, around June.
June? So, June, to the best of your knowledge, I have to put a date.
I think you said June 13, 2013.
Okay. June 13, 2013. And then what was your date of birth, ma'am?
8/1/1981.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have anyone else that was injured by the Depo Rivera that needed help filing a claim that you know of?
No.
Okay. And did you only consume the injectable Depo Rivera, the brand name?
Yes. Can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Marion. I'm not able to access my account even though they've sent a reset. If for some reason it's not taking my answer to my question, a security question.
Okay, at that point, we have to send you a password reset.
You guys already did. That's what I'm saying. I asked for a password reset, and then I said forgot password, and it asked me for a security question, and I put an answer, and it didn't take it. And then it says if I...
Okay, let me ask you this. What device are you on?
My computer.
Okay. Usually, you don't need to go through all of that. What link are you clicking on, the applicant or the provider?
Hey, can you call me back in 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to
call. 1 second. Oh, you can hold on.
I can just hold. No. I can hold on. That's fine.
So what I'm saying is,
okay,
usually,
hold on.
Okay.
When a person
Okay.
I think what I'm going to do is have you start it over. And I'm going to send you another password set. Okay, yes, laptop with the Google phone browser, then there should be no issues at all.
Yeah.
Going to take that temporary password in there. Usually a person knows right then and there that it's going to go through for them to password reset. I talked to you earlier.
Yes, you did. I just need this. I just need this fixed so I can get to work tonight. I was, but I fixed my laptop. I'm going to try it again. Since my laptop does have my email, I'm going to.
Go ahead on the changer.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Hi. Can you hear me?
Okay, so wait. Before I do I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm tired of giving you guys all my information. How soon is this lawsuit going to settle?
It's fairly quickly. I mean, I can't give you legal advice because I'm not an attorney. But what I can do is just complete your intake so you get connected with the attorney within as soon as 48 hours. Now,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. The settlement, how soon is it? Before the end of the month or next year?
I'm not an attorney. I can't give you that information. The attorney will go over that once they speak with you. I know it's fairly quick, but it could be, it's case by case. So I can't really say, hey, you're going to do it by the end of the month, because I don't know. It could be as soon as, you know, within the 48 hours, they'll contact you and let you know. However, it's a step process. So the best thing to do is finish your intake and get connected to the attorney, and then they'll let you know within, you know, as soon as 48 hours.
How's it going?
Did you ever use the depot? You only use the brand injectable depot Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You never used generic and switched to the generic brand?
I used the regular one.
Okay.
Regular brand.
Okay. Did you use depot Provera for at least a minimum of a year?
Yeah, I used it for, I think, almost 7 years.
That 7 years? Okay.
Made me put on weight. And I put on a lot of weight, which I'm still struggling. All my weight is in my stomach. And people don't even know because of my birth control. And also, I have like little short-term memory, but then my memory comes right back. It's like really short-term memory. I have all of that. And then I get judged for that and all that bullshit. People don't even know it's all because of this damn birth control.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's horrible. It's kind of crazy to think that the birth control is something that's happening. It's affecting your brain, you know, the tumor, you know, that it's in your brain.
What did you use? So you can confirm that you used at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, because you said you used it for 7 years, correct?
I did.
Okay. And then you did use Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When did...
I don't take it anymore.
Yeah. So just this is to the best of your knowledge, too. So if you don't know the exact date, don't feel like it's the end of the world. They're going to pull the records, and that's what the attorneys do, okay? When did you stop using mm-hmm. Depo-Provera?
I think it was December.
Of what year?
Of 2013.
2013? Okay. And you said you used it for approximately 7 years. So if you stopped using it in 2013, 2006 would have been when you started using it. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. So
I started using it in 2000.
In 2006. When do you think you started using it? In 2006.
I think it was like 2006, 2007.
Okay, so I gotta put this. I gotta put a start date and a stop date, and it's gotta be the month. It's gotta be the month, date, and year.
2000. I know for sure it was like 2000. I think early 2007.
Okay, so do you want me to put January of 2000?
It's December. I know he said I started it in December.
December two. So then 2006, which is the end of the year. Beginning of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So December what? Like, what's a date that I can put? Just the best of your knowledge.
Either the second week. The second week.
The second week in 2006. Let's look.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was a long time ago. It's hard to. They make us put a year, a date. It's kind of silly. They make us put a date in a year. So.
How much are they going to take? I mean, if I can get a settlement within 24 hours or before the end of the month, I'm okay with it. And how much is it going to take out of my money?
I'm not an attorney. I can't give you that information, but they will go over all of that. So in 2006, we're almost finished. Let me just, 2006, you think you started it in, end of 2006. So 2007, oops. December, what you said it was the second week in December?
Yes.
So that would be like the 11th through the 15th, one of those. What date would you put?
Mm-hmm. I think maybe like the 11th or something.
Okay, so 12/11/2006 is when you started. You stopped using it 12/1/2013.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay.
What kind of question is that?
I got to ask you. These are just questions that they make us ask.
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is your marital status?
Even though I may say whatever.
I know. Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Right now, I would say I'm in between.
Single,
divorced, married.
You sound like all of us.
I don't know.
Okay.
All of the above.
What is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Marian. I had this one company that they were going to take like 40% of my money. I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to do, but I still haven't made up my mind, even though I did whatever. But I need to know how much you guys are going to take from the money.
They're going to go over all
but that's
that
what I'm saying. If I can get a settlement, I'm not worried for a settlement in within 48 hours. God, I'm not that desperate. I'm not worried for a settlement within 48 hours. But if I can get a settlement before Christmas, that would be nice. Great.
Yes. Oh, 100%. You deserve it. You have every right to file a claim. So the attorney.
Yes, I do deserve it. 7 years. That's a long time. I've suffered back pain. I've had to do.
The best
breast
thing to do
reduction
is just finish
my
the
breast
intake.
Got really big. Yeah. And then I put on weight off and on. I haven't taken it for almost like 10 years now because my daughter is 10, so I haven't taken it. But I've had like health issues, but it's because I'm a healthy person. That's why I'm like, I'm still healthy or whatever.
Okay.
But like people don't know that I was on birth control, and that's the reason why I struggle with my weight and I had so much whatever.
It's
they
okay.
think it's fun. I'm like, what the hell? But now I'm going to get paid for it, so I'm laughing to the bank. Ha ha.
Okay, so
anyway.
I know, I understand. So your first name is Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N?
Yes, Marian.
M-A-R-I-A-N, correct?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Taylor.
T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Mm-hmm.
No suffix in your name. I do have your primary phone number, 612-990-2977. What's the best time of the day for the attorneys to call you?
He can call me anytime because I'm pretty much, you know, available now. So
okay. What is your email that you have access to that I can send the send you the documents?
You guys want me to sign? How much are you going to take from the money? I need to know.
They're going to go over all that? No, I'm just, these are just so I can send you the documents of everything. It's just an intake form. They're
okay. I'll make a deal with you guys. I'm not in a hurry to settle within 48 hours.
Okay, that's totally fine.
Then you take less money.
Yeah.
You guys can settle for me before Christmas, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, the attorneys literally will call you within, they're right now, it's actually getting billed very fast. So they'll call you, they'll reach out to you as soon as, but yeah. So what is your primary email?
M-A-K. Taylor. 46@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay, so maktaylor46@gmail.com. And then can you go ahead and verify your social for me?
140924474.
4474. Is that the last four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4474 is the last four, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like the most important. I just need the last four. Okay. So 140924474.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
14161 Aberdeen Way.
How do you spell that?
A-B-E-R-D-E-E-N. Way, Rosemount, 55066. If you guys are going to mail me something, can you tell me before you mail it? Because these people are like, they are like physically sabotaging me. This is witchcraft.
Yeah.
I swear to God. So I have to like fight to protect everything that's around me now.
This is just so that when they pull medical records and everything, it's just to match your identity. So 14161. Aberdeen Way, Rosemount, Dakota County, Minnesota, 55068.
Yes.
Okay. And then who is your diagnosis?
Don't mail anything there.
No, they don't.
If you guys are going to mail a check, do not mail a check there. You send it private, please, because they stole my mailbox key and they're still stealing my mails or whatever. When you guys do send a check, do not send it there.
They won't do it that way. Who is your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Lee at the University of Minnesota.
Okay, thank you.
And his partner. So Dr. Lee is my main doctor. I think I have to go see him. Yeah.
Or is it Christopher
Lee? I think it's Marcus Lee. I'm not sure. I just call him Dr. Lee. I'm not sure of his first name.
Okay, wait, hold on really quick.
But I'm gonna call and make an appointment and go see him next week.
What? Okay, Dr. Lee, where is he located? He's a neurologist?
He's at the university. Yeah, he's a neurologist at the University of Minnesota. He's the one that diagnosed me.
Minnesota. It's Michael Lee. Okay.
Michael Lee. There you go.
Yeah, I found him. Okay. And
you find my doctor? Wow, that was fast. Cool. Oh, you guys mean business. That's what's up.
That's
the
like
blessing
what,
came right on time.
Job. That's our job. Okay, hold on one second.
Thank you guys so much. I've been going through a lot, and it's just, it's frustrating. People
Oh, yeah,
are like,
it's,
really,
it's...
really, 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 and they're physically trying to sabotage me. I'm like, y'all can't win? I am a child of God. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, it's not...
Anyway, thank you so much.
No, yeah, and it, you've gone through a lot, and it's not something that, you know, you wish on anyone.
But that's the thing, though, and it's sad how I've always helped other people, and yet people are so jealous and envious of me. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've helped you people. Now it's my turn to put myself first.
Was he your treating doctor, too, as well?
Yeah, he's still treating me.
Okay.
So I take like one pill a day. Used to take, when it was really bad, I used to take like 4 pills a day.
Okay. Did you have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No.
Okay. So,
and then it got better over the years. It dropped it down to 3, and it got better. I dropped it down to 2. Now I'm on 1 pill. And he's like, oh, after this year, you don't have to take it anymore. And you'll
okay. Is it? Did you have to have surgery? Is the tumor, is it shrinking, or did you have to get it removed, or is it just the pills helping it?
The pill is, yeah, because he suggested it, but I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So the pill is doing it, and because I'm losing weight, that's, it's helping it.
Yeah,
and
it's
I
making
have,
it smaller.
I eat a lot of organic food.
Yeah,
because I eat a lot of organic food, and I'm losing weight, and so I'm, like, health-wise, I'm healthy.
That's
so
good.
He, like... We should use you as your guinea pig. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
Because
a lot of people don't survive it, and I'm still surviving. So
yeah, who's your prescribing doctor? Who was the one who was prescribing you the?
He's the one that's doing everything. He's
no,
everything.
No, I know,
he's
but
my everything.
Not the neurologist. I'm saying when before, like in 2006 or whatever, when you were getting the shot, where were you getting it at?
At Park Nicollet, Addie Charlton. She was my OBGYN doctor.
What was the name?
She retired. Addie Charlton.
Addie Charlton?
Yeah, she retired already.
Okay. That's okay.
And I don't wanna sue Park Nicollet because I'm not even sure they knew.
Nope, that's not that.
That
it's not who
the birth control.
It's not that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just don't, because I've been going there for a year. I've been going there since I was 17. I'm 43 now, and I take my kids there too.
Okay, so what is,
you know
what, what is the name of it? Sorry.
Park Nicollet Health Partners. I mean,
what
Park
is it?
Nicollet Health Services.
Can you spell it for me?
Oh, P-A-R-K. N-I-C-O-L-L-E-T.
Oh, Park Nicollet. I'm like, what? I couldn't.
Yeah, Park Nicollet.
For some reason.
We're in Minnesota.
Yeah, for some reason, it's not like, it wasn't.
It wasn't showing up.
Well, no, and there's like an echo in the phone. Sometimes for the transfer calls, they're not that great. So, okay, Park Nicollet Clinic. I got it. And what is, and then you just use
so
whatever
I think
doctor.
Tired.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's okay.
No, it was her. She was my OB doctor. So what happened was I had my first baby, and I wanted to go back to school. I didn't want to have another baby. So I told my husband, I was like, my husband at that time, I was like, I don't want to have another baby. I want to go back to school, you know. So then I went back to school, and then I went on birth control because I didn't want to get pregnant. Imagine going back to school and having another baby.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work, right? So then I went on birth control, and then after a while, he's like, oh, we should have another baby. I'm like, no. So, but anyway, and then my second husband, I got married to him. I was still on birth control, so I got off birth control. And then I had my second daughter. I was on it, and then I got off it, and then I got pregnant. I didn't know I was pregnant with her. And then after I had her, I went back on it. So, like, every time, like I want to go back to school, I would go on birth control because I didn't want to have a baby.
What
you
was
know?
The other?
I was going back and forth with it.
What was the other doctor you said at University of Minnesota that you saw? Not Michael Lee, the other one.
I don't remember his name, but that's his partner.
Okay.
I didn't really work with him because he was a little rough, so I was, like, comfortable with Dr. Lee. So I've been seeing him now for, like, the past 10 years.
Okay. Let's see. That's fine. Perfect.
So I do have, like, a short-term memory, but not a lot. But my memory is, like, it goes for a second, and it comes right back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it was so... all because... I wanted to go back to school, and so I kept going off and on on the birth control.
Okay.
But I haven't been on anything for the past, like, 10 years now, so.
Shot for. Thank you for explaining that 7 years on and off.
I did not even want it to do it because it was making me gain weight. Like, I would lose weight and then I'll gain weight. And it came to the point where, like, my back was hurting me so bad.
What's the...
And yeah, my doctor suggested I do a breast reduction. So I had a breast reduction last year.
Okay. Do you have medical records for your injuries? Or could you provide medical things if needed?
Yes.
Okay.
I've requested it. They haven't sent it. So now I have time. I think I'm going to go there and try to see if I can
get more. Yeah. Anything you can get, like, extra to help your case, is it does help. Ms. Taylor, what is the pharmacy that you use?
I was using their pharmacy, Park Nicollet.
Park Nicollet. Okay, perfect. Hold on 1 second, okay?
But they don't have it anymore. They shut it down, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people would get it there, you know what I mean? Like, you go to the actual doctor to get the shot. So whenever people tell me,
I was getting
the
shot on my
people are like,
I used to get it on my butt and my hips. That's where I used to get the shot, on my hips.
Yeah.
She started on my arm, but it was just too much. And then she did on my hips for like 7 years. I'm like, oh,
I like, it's so crazy. It was hell. I'm about the same. Well, I'm a little bit younger than you, but I'm 40, but I was going to do it and I didn't. And I ended up doing, I regret doing the implant, but now I'm worried about the implant.
You should probably take the implant out because the implant, I think the implant gives cancer. You should probably take it out, girl.
I know. Yeah. I should take it out.
I regret doing it because, girl, I used to have a nice banging body. I used to have a nice body. You know, ever since I took that birth control, I just lost my body. You know, I'm going to get it back when I'm ready. I'm not ready. I just have so much that I have to deal with right now, you know.
Okay.
But I regret doing it because I wanted to go back to school. That's why I went on birth control. I didn't want to have babies, whatever.
Yeah, they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Basically, Ms. Taylor, this is just to ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they're only going to reach out to the emergency contact if you become unresponsive. They just found it necessary in cases where clients have gone unresponsive. It's to make sure that they can secure the case and continue your claim for you. You could put somebody that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you. Who would you like to put?
I'll put my parents.
Okay. What's your, your mom's name or?
Thomas.
Is this your dad?
That's my stepdad, but I'm closer to him.
Thomas Taylor? Is it last name Taylor? Yeah. What's last name?
Murray.
What is it?
Murray.
Oh, Murray. Okay. And then what's the phone number?
Yeah. And my mom, Anne Marie.
No, I'll just put Thomas Murray. What's his phone number? Best contact number.
Yeah, since he's the head of the house, that's okay. You can put him. Hang on 1 second. When the attorney calls, can I give him the number when he calls?
Yeah, I can just put. No, it's fine. I'll just put your phone number for right now. It's fine. I just have to put something.
Yeah, put my phone number, and when he calls, I'll give him my dad's number. Yeah. Okay.
And then you give permission to contact if needed. They're only gonna contact them literally if for some reason they can't get a hold of you for like a month or something. You know what I mean? But that rarely happens. I'm going to give you the attorney's information. So you're going to know who's calling you and which number to look out for. Okay. So you're not going to be like, who's the random person? Okay. So just really quick, let me just verify everything with you. And I'm going to send you everything to review, while I'm on the phone with you.
Just let me make sure everything's correct, okay? You did want to see mm-hmm. if you participate in the lawsuit, Ms. Taylor. Again, this is Courtney. We're on a recorded line. You did not have an attorney, did not sign documents. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States. You did use Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year and were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor on 6/13/2013. Does that sound correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your date of birth was August 1st, 1981?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you used brand name. You did confirm that you used it for a minimum of a year before diagnosis, minimum of 4 injections. Approximately, your start date was 12/11/2006. Stop date was 12/1/2013. And I have your first name is Marian, which is M-A-R-I-A-N. Last name is Taylor, mm-hmm. T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Yeah.
Okay. Last four of your social was 4474. And I think we have everything right. Does everything sound correct to what I just said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is, have you ever used DocuSign before, or have you ever used a DocuSign agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So what mm-hmm. This is this is going to be the intake form that we just went over. Basically, the system's generating your documents right now for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. You can put me on speakerphone if it's easier. Mm-hmm. What it's going to ask you to do is adopt and sign a signature. You want to make sure everything's correct. You will have to use your finger to draw your signature, press accept, press start, tap the fields where it's asking you to place the signature. And then you're going to want to go ahead and press finish. Now, while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send you the attorney's information along with my information. Okay, Marian? So I went ahead and text it to you, and I sent it to your email, whatever is easier for you to open.
Let me check my email. I can just send it to my email.
Sometimes the text message is easier, but it's completely up to you.
Okay, so I just opened it.
Yeah, just press review and sign.
Okay. I need to see what I'm signing though. Like.
Yeah, go ahead and
take my money.
Yeah, no. This is just basically to get you connected to the attorneys. You're gonna have to probably sign something else. You are actually gonna sign something else when you speak with the attorneys.
But these are, like, if the fine print are so tiny, girl. You guys trying to steal my money?
No. This is again, just so that you're aware of what mass tort is, you do not pay a dime unless a settlement is awarded. So you do not make any payments to anyone if you do not win a claim. Does that make sense to you?
I know, but I guess what I'm saying is, I want to make sure I don't see the percentage that you guys are going to take.
Because the law firm will go over that. This is just your. Yeah. And again, like I told you, I can't give you legal advice. I can't tell you how much you're going to get awarded. I can't tell you when. The best thing I can do is you can Google it, and you can. This is the first step to get you connected to the attorney to make sure that it happens.
Okay, so
you're
Google
on the right track.
Will tell me
you're on, like,
I know, but you just said I could Google your company, then it will tell me when I'll get my settlement.
No. I'm saying you can Google the lawsuit and see what people are getting awarded just to get an idea. Each claim is different. It's claim by claim. But I'm saying is once the attorneys reach out to you, then you can go ahead and they will answer all of those questions. Like any legal questions, they will answer. I'm not an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
they have a credibility, which I wouldn't be able to give you. You know what I mean? So let me go ahead and let me know once you're able to press finish, and then we'll go from there, okay? And then I'll send you the attorney's information.
Well, I guess it's a Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah. What does it say on the form?
Hang on. It didn't say the percentage, though, but...
I think, like, mass tort, like, just out of base, that 40% is probably what you heard, but I don't think that's... It's not for per case. So it could be 10, it could be 20.
It depends on my case.
Yeah, and so I think that's, like, I think that's not average. Already. I don't know what the right word is for it, but I think that's, like, standard. So that's probably why that other firm told you that, or someone...
I think the other firm was charging me too much. I'm like, what? Yeah. If you guys are only going to charge, like, 10%, that's okay. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so, like, again, I don't know the exact amount, so don't take my word for it. So, like, basically, they'll let you know, but... Ms. Taylor, you'll have my direct contact information so you can reach out to me if you have any questions regarding the case or if you need to get connected to the attorney. Okay?
Okay, what's your name?
My first name's Courtney. I just sent you a direct text message from my direct line, the 949 area code, 386-1950. That's the direct phone number to my desk. Okay, so
I already signed it.
Let me look really quick. So what happens is you can download it right there. Yeah, perfect. It'll let you download it if you want. But what's going to happen is it's going to send a PDF file to that email that you provided. So you're going to have records of everything that we talked about. So when the attorneys reach out to you, you'll have your own copies, okay? So again, with the medical records that you said that you had or are going to go get, you can want to keep all that together just to help support your case when the attorneys call you, okay? It is important. This is
okay.
I
can't get it today though because I have a lot of phone calls I'm making. I can get it tomorrow.
Take it. You're fine. You're doing the best you can do right now. Don't worry about that. Okay. Let's just focus on getting you connected to the attorneys. And then we'll go from there. Okay. So don't stress about it. But just remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then you're going to get, we'll get the documents situated. And then also the firm is going to be contacting you as soon as within 48 hours. It may take longer. Okay. So if for some reason you don't hear from them by like the end of the week or something like that, contact me directly. And I will see where the status of your claim is at, okay? The law firm that is going to be reaching out to you is actually the law firm. Hold on, let me get their information right here, Depo Provera. So I'm sending you their direct contact information. So someone will call you from the law firms of Robin Law or Pulaski, co-counsel Pulaski Law. They're going to be calling you from a 909 phone number. I text you the phone number, so save that phone number so you know when they call to answer that call, okay? It's really important that you
speak to them. What state is that?
Well, they're located in – they have a couple of different offices. I think Houston, Maryland, and
– Oh, they're in Texas? That's what's up.
In Texas, yeah.
I mean, if we don't get the settlement now, I can – we can, when I,
there's
Baltimore?
One in Baltimore, too. I think there's another – there's another location.
In Houston, Texas. Yeah, that's what's up. We're going there soon, so it'll be all right.
So basically...
I can just go sign and get my check over there.
Well, I don't know how they do it. They probably do direct deposit. But listen, Mrs. Taylor...
Direct deposit?
When they call you, they may say, this is the law firm of Robin Law, co-counsel Pulaski. So just so that you're kind of unaware of, or this is Pulaski Law, so you know the name of the company, okay? That's who you want to receive the phone call from. But other than that, you've completed everything. You're completely ready to go. Did you have any questions for me?
I just hope that everything goes well. And
I hope everything goes well for you too. Yeah. My heart goes out to you and your family, and I hope it does work out for you and your loved ones because, you know, no one should have to go through what you've gone through. And, you know, you seem like a good person and a good parent, and I hope that it does help you guys out, okay? Again, if you have any questions, Ms. Taylor, reach out to me. Don't hesitate, okay? You have my direct phone number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk soon, okay? So if you have any questions.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.